Thank you for calling customer service. Bernie just speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Barbara Ware, and somebody keeps trying to use my debit card from here. I don't know who it is.
You said trying to use or have used, ma'am?
Well, they're trying to use it, but they keep declining because I got my card locked.
Well, it's probably a result. If it's something that you did that you registered for, a drawing or paid shipping and handling for something, it's not somebody's trying to do it. It's something that's in the terms and agreements that when you put your card in to get the free iPad or the Dyson vacuum cleaner or...
No, because that card has been stolen, so somebody's trying to use it.
Well, ma'am, what's your zip code, ma'am?
36111.
What's your name? Barbara Ware, you said?
Yes.
Miss Ware, what's your address? Verify your address, please.
3375 Carter Hill Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111.
Yes, ma'am. And let's see what transaction you have. So back on April 14th, you agreed to pay $9.95, ma'am, for an app stimulator. Okay.
Who?
App, like an app for app or exercise thing.
I'm saying that card has been gone for a minute.
Not that the card is gone. You was asking me that you said somebody was trying to charge your account, and it usually stems from something earlier. Even though we're in June, but April 14th, you agreed to pay $9.95 to receive this app simulator as a free gift.
Well, I'm telling you, I haven't had that card since February.
It's not. You keep saying you don't have the card, ma'am, but I'm talking about the transactions, though. The transactions are here.
Yeah, I know, but the card has been stolen in February. That's what I'm trying to say.
You didn't receive an app simulator that was delivered to your address?
I don't have an app simulator.
Because they said on April 15th it was delivered out.
I don't have an app simulator.
And then, so they tried to charge your card on April 18th because it went outside of the trial period. And when it went outside of the trial period, and of course it's declined, you know, for whatever reason, it declined. And it's been declining all the way up until 6/22. Now, the only thing they got from you was $9.95 that was shipped out on April 15th. They've been trying to charge you $64.99 because if you agreed to, see, somewhere along the line, April 14th, you're saying that you didn't put your information in here to pay the shipping and handling to get that free gift.
I don't know. That's why I'm calling, because that card been stolen in February.
Well, they got your email address. It's one thing when a car is stolen, ma'am. Most time when people steal the card, they use the card. They don't take the time to put your email address in, your phone number, and ship the stuff to you. So I'm looking at the thing right here. They don't ship it to the address if they stole your card. You see, you follow me on that? That's why sometimes we know it's something that's been forgotten that was done. So back in April,
maybe it was one of my kids. I don't know.
Maybe one of your kids. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Cause see, you have to understand, when a thief take a card, they're going to use the card. They're not going to put your email in. They're not going to deliver it back to the house, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you might want to check it out to see if someone in the house, that was my next question to you, to see if someone else in the household might've used it.
One of your kids used it. I don't order them.
And you might have didn't, but you have to understand, when someone steal your card, they're going to swipe it and use it. They're not going to take the time to put your address in, your email in, your phone number, and ship the stuff to your house. You see what I'm saying? They're not going to ship it to your address. So whoever did it, shipped it to where you live. And the thief is not going to do that, that stole the card.
Yeah, I'm up.
Probably was one of them. So it's nothing I need to do because of the client. Now, I can't cancel this account to make sure they won't get monies when you do have some. It's been declining since April.
Now, like I said, I had to pull it cut off.
That's fine. I don't have anything to do with that part of it, but do you want me to cancel this account? I just handle the transactions. That's between you and your bank, whether the card was canceled or not. But if you want me to cancel this membership, I can, because they just 622, they attempted to get what you owed them back from April.
I got you.
Okay. Now, I can cancel the membership going forward. And as soon as they get a chance, they will resend it through.
Okay.
Just so happened they just been resending it through since April, and it keeps declining it. But your account has never been canceled, so if you're saying it's not something you stand with, I need to give you a cancellation today, unless you want to stay with it and see what other stuff you can
do. No, because it wasn't me. So
it wasn't you.
It's probably one of my two.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You want to hold on and talk to them, or you want me to cancel it now?
Just cancel it, cuz.
Okay. Here's your cancellation code, okay?
Okay.
C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
6629 29494. 29494. Hold on, it's on a different page. Let me make sure that's correct. Because I went on to type your notes in. Hold on. Does not want membership. If it was you, I usually can give you a discount to stay with the program, but you're saying you're not doing it, so you're not trying to stay with them, right?
No.
Okay. Account canceled then, ma'am.
Okay.
Anything else I can do for you? Let me verify that cancellation number for you, though.
Okay.
So it is C as in Charlie, 6629 29494.
What? Okay. Yeah.
All right. Anything else I can do for you, ma'am, tonight?
That'll be all.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye.
Okay. Bye.